Now, number two, the sixth deadly sin, and I can preach on this one with a clear conscience. It's called gluttony, and I don't have a problem with no gluttony. Well, not much. Actually, a lot of times what we say, oh man, he was a pig, you know, he's just a glutton. That's really not so in a technical sense. We say that to people when we think they ate too much at a particular meal or something. And we tease people about it, you know. If they're a little large or something, we say, oh, it must be a glutton. Well, that's not necessarily so. Metabolism has a lot to do with that. I know a lot of folks who exercise and eat balanced diets and eat small portions, and it doesn't make any difference. That's just the way they are. And you have to just learn to love them like they are. Amen? Now, on the other hand, it's not always the case. Let me tell you what Noah said about gluttony. Gluttonous. Given to excessive eating, indulging the appetite for food to excess. Gluttony. Excess in eating, extravagant indulgence of the appetite for food. It's not just occasionally say, oh, I should have left that last biscuit off. It's overeating all the time for the sake of eating. Not a matter of hunger or need or any of that stuff. Just like to eat. And so they just eat and they eat and they eat and they eat and they eat. That's a glutton. And so a lot of times when you eat one piece of chicken too much at Sunday dinner, doesn't necessarily make you a glutton. But if you're always overeating and always eating all you can get just because it's there, that's gluttony. It's a lack of self-control. Let me give you a couple of Bible verses. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 20. Deuteronomy 21, 20, the Bible said, and they shall say unto the elder of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious, and he will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Now, everything about that young man said no self-control. Everything about him. It wasn't just one aspect of his personality. It was everything about him. He did not control anything. He couldn't show respect for mom and dad. He was rebellious, self-willed. And on top of that, he was a drunkard and a glutton. Sound like a party animal. This guy was all, you know what this guy was? He was all about himself. That's what he's about. Rebellion is what? It's all about you. Right? Did God give a young'un a mama and a daddy and entrust that mama and daddy to have the wisdom and the discretion and the common sense to raise a child? But then they get up 13, 14 years old and they want to become rebellious. They decide what's best for them and what they will do and what they won't do. And when mom and daddy lay down the law, they get all huffed up and angry and show themselves. That's rebellion. You know why? It's all about me. That's what rebellion's all about. Gluttony is all about you. It's, I want all I can get. I want it all right now. Gluttony doesn't worry about anybody else or sharing or making sure there's enough to go around. It's, how much can I stuff in this old pie hole tonight? And it's that way all the time. Proverbs 23, verse 1 through 3, the Bible said, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. The idea is there, the guy invites you over, and you're a man given an appetite, you make a pig out of yourself, then you feel obligated. Say the guy's invited you over to dinner, and what he's doing is trying to win you over. You know, like business dinners. They take you to lunch, hoping that if they're nice to you, you'll buy their product. And of course, if you're a glutton, he said to put a knife to thy throat, if thou be given a man given to appetite, because the more you eat and the more you partake of this guy's good, the more obligated you feel. The Bible said, owe no man anything except, you know, and to do right by him. And so, now, of course, I know all them fellas use that thing to make you debt-free and all that, but that really wasn't what that was talking about. It's talking about not being obligated. Amen. Of course, now I understand debt's an obligation, but there's a lot more in that verse than, what's that guy with the, Larry Burkett, he's dead now. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, a lot more to that verse than Larry Burkett let out on about. Anyway, where was that? Proverbs 23:21. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty. Now, you know why a drunkard comes to poverty? He drinks it all up. It costs a lot of money to drink. And it especially costs a lot of money when you drink a lot and you've got to pay for wrecked cars, speeding tickets, drunk driving tickets, alcohol rehab, missed time from work. You know the single biggest reason for missed hours at work in the United States of America is alcohol? Did you know that for every $3 that the state of South Carolina takes in revenue from the sale of alcohol, cost us $6.97 in higher insurance premiums, workman's comp, and all that related stuff that go, and the rehab and the, they say it costs $6, every time they take in $3, it costs $6.97 to offset it. What a money-making deal that is. Who's doing that for you? Your government's doing that for you. Your government at work. Matthew chapter 11, verse 19. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber. Was he? He was neither. He was not a wine bibber, and he was not a glutton. That was an accusation. It was empty. It was false. But they said it about him. You hear people all the time say, oh, so-and-so is a glutton, or they must be a glutton. Look at it. Not necessarily so. Amen. Most of us, most of the time, eat pretty reasonably. Reasonable portion. Every now and then you say, boy, I'm going to get me a big steak tonight, and I'm going to stuff. And you go down to Longhorn, you get the 16-ounce T-bone and the shrimp and the baked potato and two of them bread things, and you waddle out the front door. Now, you may have committed an act of gluttony, but doesn't make you a glutton. But if that's a common practice, if that's the way you behave all the time, if you are ravenous, if there's an excess, if you eat just for the sheer joy of eating when you don't need it, when it's actually detrimental, that's a glutton. Amen. Now, a couple of things about it. Gluttony, like wrath, is a lack of self-control. One of these days I'm going to do a thing on that verse over there where Paul said, I keep my body under and bring it into subjection. If we stopped and looked at that verse for a little while to see what all that entails, it entails everything that involves the flesh. Now, son, that's a big story. If somebody took the time and worked that verse over, you could bring a nice series on I keep my body under and bring it into subjection. Somebody say amen. I mean, you just think about that verse for a minute, what it says, and then see where all it goes. It's like that verse that said, you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. We don't want that much anti-sin. Gluttony is lack of self-control. Most gluttons suffer from low self-esteem or low self-respect. One of the reasons they eat like they do. And then when they look like they do, then they get all embarrassed and ashamed. And it's, they have other issues. Now, I'm not trying to say that's always the case, but in a large percentage of the cases, that's the problem. There's some other issue at play that is why they eat. A lot of times it's low self-esteem, low self-respect, and they say, well, it doesn't make any difference anyway, and they just... You know, our society is really cruel. Do you know you can't be pretty? You can't be lovable. You can't be intelligent. You can't be funny. If you're a girl is only desirable if she looks like a Coke bottle. Isn't that strange? If a guy is fat and waddles when he walks, you know what everybody does in our society? We laugh at him. We poke fun at him. That's cruel. What if there's nothing they can do about it? What if it's not a matter of being a glutton? What if it's not a matter of overeating and overindulging? What if it's the same reason you're ugly? You heard that thing, didn't you? You said, I forget how it went now. It just went right out the door. Yeah, but how did it start? I can diet. Yeah, that's how it went. You can't do anything about ugly. They say beauty is skin deep, but ugly goes all the way to the bone. Well, not many men have fallen in love with a body and not a person. I had a lady tell me one time, I couldn't be married to a fat person. That's sick. I don't know what that's got to do with this. I just happened to think about it. I don't know where that came from. I just happened to remember that conversation. But I thought that woman was twisted. You ever say some of the prettiest people you ever saw were the fat ones? Some of the prettiest women I've ever seen were fat. They got them little skinny, scrawny things with them sunk-in cheeks and all that. They look like they're dead to me. I mean, you can buy them at the morgue, man. Gluttony is always greedy. Always wants more than its share. Wants more than it deserves. And usually wants more than it's been allotted. It's a sign of greed. That's a compound sin. Gluttony is almost never associated with hunger or need. Some other deeper issue pushes us to eat like that. It's not normal. It's an abnormal behavior. I read a thing one time, they had a man that weighed 1,050 pounds. And they asked him what he ate at the average meal. And I thought, this guy don't stop eating. What is an average meal? But he said for breakfast, he would have 3 dozen eggs, 2 whole chickens, a loaf of bread, a stick of butter, and a whole box of pancakes for breakfast. And then he was like Seth Campton. He'd get up from the breakfast table saying, Nana, Mom, what's for lunch? Now that's a glutton. That guy didn't eat to live, he lived to eat. Amen. Now, what makes a person do that? That's not normal. That's abnormal behavior. That's deviant behavior. That's not any more normal than homosexual. It's a different sin, but it's both abnormal. Amen. Well, that's all I got on gluttony. Now, next time, of course, Brother Steve will be preaching this next Wednesday night. And I asked him the other day, I said, are you ready? He said, I'm ready. I said, well, buddy, load your gun, let them have it. So, y'all come looking for a blessing next Wednesday night. Brother Lewis and I will be up in Chicago at pastor school having a good old time and trying to learn something, amen? Then I guess the next Wednesday night's Brother Lewis. I mean, so it's 3 weeks until we get to do the last one. Now, it will take a while. The last deadly sin is pride. And it's the greatest sin in the Bible. And there's just a lot to say about it. So, but anyway, that will conclude our series when we get to pride. And then, Lord willing, we'll start on something else. Amen? All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to preach. I pray that the word of God might be quick and powerful and do that which you send it forth to do. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.